Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Eric Paslay, what's up? It's the Rob and Holly Show.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Holly. I'm good. How are y'all?
We are very, very excited for a hell of a show tomorrow night at Coyote Joe's.
Heck yeah. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Dude, so we are actually giving people a chance to win tickets every single hour today. So before we get into chat and have a little fun, I was wondering if you wanted to be the one that would be the one who invites the people to call in to win.
Yeah, so, call in right now to win tickets to my show tomorrow night.
At Coyote Joe's. And I'm going to give you a number.
All right.
313.
Call 313.
298. 1999.
We're going to party like it's 1999. Come on.
All right, perfect. So, hey, man, we were having some fun, actually, last week. We did a little game that we made up. It was called Penned by Paslay, because we know that, you know, you've written a lot of songs, a ton of songs, and quite a few of them have become pretty popular with a lot of other artists. So we made a little game out of it, and it was like a 50-50 chance. We gave them two songs, one that you wrote, one that you didn't. And so for those who don't know, I mean, I know you have a laundry list, but we had Eli Young Band, we had Rascal Flatts. I think Jake Owen was on there too, right?
Yeah, I had one with Jake. It's pretty crazy, man. I mean, it really is wild. Like, I came to Nashville wanting to sing songs, and I just thought if you sing them, you had to write them. And then I realized you don't have to write them if you want to sing them. So it just worked out well. And I also realized that they only give you 10 or 11 slots on a record, so I'm thrilled to death when people record my songs.
So are you starting to actually do other people's songs now, too, as a performer, or is it like I'm doing all my stuff all the time?
You know what? I can't wait to record an outside song, something I haven't written. I haven't found one yet, and I haven't really asked a whole lot for them. I just started. We just finished up this album and music, so maybe the next one, but I always say I'm looking forward to that because it means it's. I'm smart enough to know I can't write it, and I'm nice enough to know I didn't hear it and rip it off again.
Right.
Well, we just found it so amazing, all the songs you wrote. So I completely understand, because you are such an amazing songwriter, how you're just finding, hey, I'm going to play and perform my own songs, because I think that's what really does it. But I wondered, what is like the perfect songwriting situation for you? You know, we talked to some songwriters and it's been like heartbreak really lets it all out. What is it for you?
Good vibes in the room. If you show up and people are there to write songs for the right reason, sign me up. You know, if they're like, oh, we're going to make so much money, this is going to be awesome, I mean, I'm done. I'm out.
Because it's not a recipe for success.
If you're chasing it for that, you're going to come up with a song that might make you money, but you're probably not going to sing it for the rest of your life. I mean, that's just good vibes. It means people are there for the right reasons. But, you know, if someone shows up, has a good song, I don't care if it's heartbreak or up-tempo rocking or I want to take you out or I want you back. As long as we get to write a good song, sign me up. Because life's not always the same song, so you need a bunch of different ones.
I like the saying, chase the dream, don't chase the money.
Yeah, heck yeah. What song was that off of? That's really good.
Hey, wait a second.
Wait a minute. Wait, wait, wait,
right
wait.
Now.
Wait. Now, okay. I don't think it's a song yet. So now we're gonna have to write this together.
Hey, I feel like Macklemore might have done something like that. I'm giving down a whole tunnel of that.
Every time I have a good idea, I look it up on Google and I go, oh, well, it's already been done.
Didn't they
That's
do that? Isn't it called Thrift Shop?
That's a good idea. Chase the dream, don't chase the money.
All right, yeah. I'm going to write this down. I'm going to write it down right now.
There you go, man. You know, now you're sharing it. You can't copyright the idea, man. I won't rip it off from you, but you know.
I trust you.
Come up with a verse or something.
Oh, my God, I would be so happy if anything that I've ever said in my entire life became a song. I'd be like, oh, my God, it's a song. Let's just enjoy it. We do this thing here on our show called Random Asked Questions.
Uh-huh.
Not asked, just asked with ED.
Did you say Random Asked Questions or Random Asked? Okay, Random Asked Questions. So it's
you can
like
say that on the radio. That's awesome.
Well, see, we ASKED, right? Random Asked Questions. Yeah. And
oh, that's what you're saying.
But,
yes.
But it's kind of a play on words, right? You kind of think we're swearing, but we're not. At least that's what we tell the FCC.
I love you. I'm going to kick your ass.
You're asked. Yes, you're asked.
I'm going to just kick this ass out of the park.
So we're gonna throw five quick questions at you. So we want to just answer whatever's on the top of
your
head.
Mind. Yeah.
Ready?
Right. Spider monkey. Spider monkey.
All right. First question. What's in your fridge right now?
Leftovers.
All right.
All right. Second question. Where do you not mind waiting?
That's a tough question.
I hate waiting, man. That's
I know.
Awful, Holly. I don't mind waiting.
In the arms of a lady?
In the arms of my babe. There you go. That's exactly what I should have said.
In line for a roller coaster?
I'm pretty sure in
line
the edited
for a roller coaster. In line for a great concert.
There you go.
Like you're ready. It's part of the experience, man.
All right, next question. What is your favorite app on your phone?
Favorite app, Wheel of Fortune right now.
Ooh, I don't have that one. I'm going to have to get it.
Between Instagram and Wheel of Fortune, I'm trying to get better at that whole Instagram thing.
Yeah, so are we.
Instagram.
We hate social media, but we know we have to do it for our jobs.
Well, we'll make sure that we follow you on Instagram, by the way. What is your What's your name on Instagram?
It's just at Eric Pasley. It's really easy.
Okay.
If that's not that, guess what? They're going to ask you for money, and it's not me. So, random shout out to all of the people. Please, if it doesn't have a check by our name, they are not us. If they're like, my band member's hurting and he needs money for an operation, they are not real. No one ever from Nashville will ask you for money, ever.
So you definitely need that
like
disclaimer.
A public announcement to all people on Instagram.
Okay.
I know you want it to be Chris Young, but it's not Chris Young. I know you want it to be me. It is not me. We would never, ever, ever ask you for money.
All right. I just became one of 144,000 Eric Pasley followers.
Look at you.
Heck yeah. You're like,
super
I just
fast.
Broke your heart. You're like, but we've been direct messaging for years.
Right?
And I've sent you $20,000. Anyway.
All right. My last and final question. If you could wedgie any historical non-living figure, who would it be?
Wedgie.
That's
man, when was the last time you wedgied anybody?
You know what? I think George Washington would just get a kick out of that. You know, he'd be like, what the heck, man? What is this?
When you look at George Washington's pants, his pants already look like he's got a wedgie anyway.
I don't know why. I think because I thought that would be the most not cool person to wedgie. You know, like, don't wedgie one of the founding fathers. He'd probably get a kick out of it. I don't know. He'd be like, oh, crazy, man.
Be a whole new thing. What's this? A whole new prank.
Yeah.
All right, Eric Pasley, big show tomorrow night. Coyote Joe's, we're so excited to jam out with you, man. Thank you for joining us today, and we're looking forward to it tomorrow night.
Heck yeah, y'all. Thanks for the random ask questions, and I gave you some really random ask answers.
You sure did.
And we loved every second of it. We cannot wait to see you, and thank you so much for being a sweetie.
Heck yeah, thank y'all.
All right, take care, man. Talk
Bye.
To you soon.
Hey, thanks for saying, sorry I called early. It said 2 o'clock, so I just called.
No, it's all good.
Honestly, we are so thankful that you took the time out to call us. So that we can talk about your show, so we appreciate it.
Hey, are y'all going to be there tomorrow?
We are.
To come? Heck yeah. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right,
Thank
bye.
Y'all.
All right, see you.
Okay, bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.